Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm having a lot of issues with my outfit today.
Lindsay, yeah. What's going on with your outfit?
First of all, these jeans are like riding so hard into my crotch, it like hurts.
Are they too small or is your vagina too big?
No, it's just, I think I have them pulled up. They're weird jeans to sit in. You know, like those, they're almost like dots on the crotch of your thing.
Yeah, the grommets.
Yeah.
And then also, I have gaffing tape on the inside of my bra. Because you could, I don't know, see my whole Wonderland through this. Oh. It's a sheer bra. It's a sheer shirt.
Nice.
You chose this.
I know.
Daniel, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm on a pod. This is amazing. This is great.
Yeah. What's going on with any of you?
I like your sweater. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It's very Bachelor inspired.
Right. Oh, the rose?
The hulls.
Have you been keeping up with the Bachelor?
The Golden Bachelor? I literally got a new lease on life through that show. Like, it's just lovely. Oh. Like, life continues. Like, life is long, you know? Like, if you're lucky. Like, life is, like, a long thing. And to stay, like, present to it and alive in it and active to it, to new experiences, it's just so inspiring.
I love that, dude. That makes me think of, before we get into this rewatch, I had this strange moment in my life, but it was one of those of life continuing. So, my grandmother... who's no longer with us. Mm-hmm. Love you, Grandma. But she had lost like one of her husbands. He had passed like years before. And then like she started to date again like late into her 70s, I think. Late 70s, early 80s. Like and this man, he's still out there. Dom, I love you. She started to date this man, this 80 fucking 9-year-old man, and I got to like see this new relationship with these grown people kind of bloom pretty innocently, although it was a little weird. I was at my aunt's in Pennsylvania and I was sleeping on the couch.
No.
And they were like finishing up, like they were over with my family, but then like everyone went to bed, including me on the couch. And like, they were still like in the living room area. Like, hold on. They weren't spry young.
He's hearing some creaking. The walker's just jamming on the ground. Like they're both using one walker.
they're walkering.
They're sharing. It was way more innocent than that. I think we like come back around to innocence, you know.
Aww.
But it was kind of awkward. But I was like rooting for it. I just heard them like kind of like finishing up their little like date at night, little sweet. Because all of a sudden it was just them. You know, when you're entertaining everybody, it's different. But all of a sudden it was just them, and I'm asleep.
No,
but Grandma, I was in the room. But they're like finishing up their little date and like talking all cute, and I think like having like little smooches and like. Like, it was just so pure, but so cringe at the same time. But I just let it happen and tried to close my eyes. Because I'm like, you get that connection, Grandma. You get it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
So life does continue.
It does.
It was proof. I was like, oh, damn.
Wow.
You could start a relationship now? That's, totally.
I know.
Written that shit.
That's what I mean. People who are still that open, I have to think, are on a pretty right track.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was beautiful. They got married as well.
Even if that's a short track that they have left.
Hey, man.
God bless. Wow. Rewatching.
Rewatching, yes. New episode.
We're going to discuss a little rewatch for those of you listeners, watchers. Sometimes we watch Ned's episodes and talk about them. Not all the time.
I did.
You watched this one?
I did.
Amazing. Nice. Okay, nice. The episode is episode 13, part 1. We're getting close to the end of season 1.
The episode is
Emergency Drills, written by Rick Grohl, directed by Fred Savage.
Oh, yeah.
What a great last name, Grohl.
I know, Rick Grohl.
Grohl.
All right. So
it
here's
Rick rolled.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So here's what's happening in this episode.
Yes.
Emergencies are going to be popping up all day when the kids least expect it.
Emergency
basically
drills.
Like we compiled all the emergency drills in James K. Polk into this one day event. And Mr. Monroe is telling the kids like emergencies are going to be dropping when you least expect it. You got to be ready. Pay attention. No one cares. He's saying he's teaching bear awareness. No one cares. Which is ridiculous. I mean, the school must have been in California or Montana or something.
He says, like, bears enter our backyards all the time. You need to listen. Like,
yeah. Only in certain
bears
areas,
happen.
You know?
Bears happen. That was the line. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, the kids don't give a shit. The boys are excited about Chandra's party later. Shout out Chandra, Marquise Brown, who came on this pod. You can check out her episode. Damn, that woman's beautiful.
Oh,
my word, glowing.
I mean,
just
feel it
inside and out.
God, I feel like she made my skin better. You know what I mean? Just by being in proximity,
made me want to like moisturize or something. I was like, I gotta take care of my fucking skin or something. You're gorgeous. Okay, anyways, the boys are super excited about Chandra's party. Going to be the best party of the year. Mose is going to skip it because she got a zit.
Yeah.
Got a bad zit on her face. Yep. So she's hiding it the whole episode.
I love how she tells us, but I have Mount Blemish, whatever she calls it.
Yeah, Mount
Blemish. And we come up and we're like, oh, let's see it.
Exactly. We're friends. Excited. We're like, show me your wound.
Show me them zits.
So Ned is supposed to ask Susie to the party, but he keeps getting interrupted by these drills, earthquake drill, tornado drill, all this
you
shit.
You did such a good job of making it look like the wind was going at you.
Hey, thanks.
Like, for real?
Thanks. That was
wild good.
That was fun. Thanks.
Because you keep getting interrupted because you're trying to go talk to Susie.
Yeah, I'm trying to ask her to the party, but then the emergency.
So they had like a tornado drill or something?
A tornado drill with a giant like wind
twister
fan,
drill. Yep.
And I'm trying to run towards her and I'm like stuck in place
while Seth is macking on her at the time. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the moonwalk, but for the front walk. Like that's what you were doing.
The front wind walk.
It was just seamless.
Have you seen these dudes on fucking TikTok who do that in place? They do that running shit in place.
Yeah.
Oh,
one
that
of the
thing's
guys is
cool
a boxer,
too. What's the foot? There's a name for it. The sliding foot thing.
Are you deaf?
Yeah, that shit's cool as hell. Yeah. But I'm talking about there was this guy that would do this. He would run in place, but make it look like he could change his speed.
Yeah,
make it look
it.
Like he's running
he's
super
a
fast
professional
and then slow
boxer
it down.
Now.
He's a professional boxer?
Yeah, he's been racking up some wins, yeah.
That's tight. Shout out
to you.
That shit's fire. But yeah, that was fun. Okay, Cookie wants to actually be ready for emergencies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's like, I'm not going to be able to get out. These kids aren't paying attention.
Yeah.
So he goes to Gordy, who this episode is like a fucking apocalypse prepper.
Right.
His janitor closet has become, you know, goods and all sorts of
cheese puffs,
all sorts of things to survive an emergency.
The emergency survival locker. And he even has emergency soda.
Yeah.
All this stuff.
But that's not what Cookie is after. Cookie wants a way out of the school.
Uh-huh.
So Cookie and Gordy team up to create tunnels in the school to get
out. Gordy's like, ooh, I think I know a way to do it. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? And then Cookie's like, oh, an elaborate system of tunnels that lead to the outside from every room in school? And he's like, no, he was thinking something more simple. Yada, yada. And so we're digging through the school.
Stuff. Yeah, I loved that for you.
That shot where he's actually breaking through that was like
hall?
Real.
I mean, it was like a plaster wall.
Right. But like you had one shot to get through that or
one
no?
Shot,
yeah.
One shot to get through it, yeah.
That was like that real.
That shit open.
Right.
Yeah, pickaxe and.
Yeah, some of it he did with his hands. Mm-hmm, I loved seeing Cookie and Gordy in some hijinks together.
It was great.
I love teaming up with Darren for anything.
Anything.
Man's amazing. So then Ned helps Mose with her zit.
How again?
I give tips on zit. So these were actually funny. Good job, Rick. These are funny. If you need a quick fix for a face invader, a skin reaper, or a cheek freak, check out these tips. And it was like ice it,
right?
Makeup, like, you know, just take care of your zit. But then Mo shows it, and it's not that big of a deal. that that's not an 8.0 on the Zitker scale, more like a 1.3. So you chill out about your zit and you're ready to go to the party. Ned asks Susie out and she says yes, but then a bear terrorizes the school and the gang runs and hides in Gordy's closet. Gordy takes his tranquilizer prepper gun to go stop the bear. Turns out the bear was just Mr. Monroe and the other teachers teaching all the kids a lesson about not paying attention, and that bears happen. And the gang gets stuck in Gordy's prepper closet, and Gordy accidentally tranquilizes himself, so he's out, and they can't go to the party.
Yeah.
And that's our episode.
Does he end up tranquilizing the bear or not?
He does. Well, he shoots himself, and then in a tranquilizing stupor,
When he's Monroe. When the thing has already been whatever, he's like, you should have seen your face or whatever.
Yeah, that was funny. Lots of great bits.
Great
in this.
Moments.
Yeah, lots of great moments in this
Lindsay,
episode.
You had the moment where you were blocking the zit with a book, right? And he's like, "Hey, you can't do any. You won't be able to do any of your schoolwork. You can't do anything holding a notebook to your face." And she's like, "Yeah, I can. Watch this." And she takes it. She leaves the book there, and it just hangs. She's like, "Look at me. I'm in a box."
Yeah, we got
the box is getting smaller. Like, it was great.
We got some nice miming from you.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was funny. That was a funny bit.
Good stuff.
I liked it. Yeah. Good miming. Did you practice?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Just said, I got it.
Yeah.
First try.
Yeah.
Oh, and we used those horrible dummies again in this episode. Gordy and Cookie are like drilling, and he's like, all we got to do is drill this hole down through the ground. And I'm like, hey, aren't we on the second floor? And he's like, yeah, why? Uh-oh. And then we drop on the floor. Yeah.
Yep. With the funny ass dummies.
Yeah. A
couple times.
Yeah, that was just great. It was a silly episode. Do you guys remember emergency drills from school?
Ooh, I do remember them. I do remember them, but it was always a blur. I remember my first emergency drill that I can recall was like in first grade, and they would line us up. Well, see, there were two different ones. In Mississippi, we didn't really have earthquakes.
Right.
I think we did like one drill once.
Did you do tornado drills?
We did tornado all the time.
Same. Like
we
Georgia?
Like just south of Tornado Alley, southeast. Yeah. But
there are tornadoes in Nebraska?
Mm-hmm. They do tornado drills? It's in Tornado Alley.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of tornado drills. But I could never remember which one. Like if an earthquake comes, I don't know whether to get under the desk or to go stand under the freaking...
Oh, I still don't know.
I don't. Yeah, I'm like, hey.
Wait,
I'm
isn't didn't they like change that? Like the doorway now isn't the
yeah.
right
isn't
place
the same. Yeah, they kind of they. Man, there was an earthquake during the pandemic at like midnight, and I was like in my boxers with my cat, and it was like a bigger earthquake than I felt in LA in a long time. Like it was. Shook.
I remember that during.
And
the
my
pandemic.
House is not. My house clearly was built with fucking toothpicks.
Like, not sturdy.
Like the whole thing was shaking.
Whoa.
And I was just there like.
Holding your baby?
Holding my cat.
Oh, okay.
Just like, I don't know what to do right now. Like, I don't actually know what I'm supposed to do. And I went on this, like, research of, like, what should do I go outside? Do I under a door, under my bed? Man, all I found on the internet, it was kind of just like, if there's no big shelves above you, stay on your bed.
Oh.
In all my research, it was like the door's questionable, under the bed is sometimes questionable, outside's dangerous because shit could be
falling, right?
So
we used to jump in the tub. Has that been? They were telling us
they didn't,
that
they didn't say shit about the tub in there, but maybe a tub could be good.
At my home, I remember we had a horrible tornado. I mean, it was ripping shingles off. I mean, I guess all tornadoes kind of do that. Blowing windows out like...
A horrible tornado. It was like wind in a circle.
You mean a regular tornado? Tornado was horrible. But I just remember it was like we had a bunch of my cousins had come into town in Mississippi and we all piled into this like hallway and whoever could get in the tub, I guess the most sacred members of the family, the babies, there you guys hang out in the tub.
Gather the babies in the tub.
Yeah.
You stand watch.
Dang.
The tub kind of makes sense, even for a tornado, it makes sense. Yeah, like, you're, like, in there. I don't know.
All right, I actually feel like I've told this story on the pod, so I'm not going to tell it.
Which was it? I'll tell you.
My mom worked nights on the weekends, and I would be home alone on Saturday and Sunday, and the tornado alarm went off in our in the town. And I remember being, like, I was probably like 8, and I just remember running down to my basement, and the most guttural of all screams, because I didn't know what to do as a kid, and I didn't know if my mom was going to be okay because she was at work. And I just remember being like, ah! Like so confused, but so like, I'm going to die and my mom's already dead.
Oh. Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah. That
then
pain.
She ended up coming through the door like 30 minutes later, but I was just like, I was just like so traumatized. She's like, it was the day before my birthday. She goes, you want to open a birthday present? And I just remember being like, why are we doing all this normal shit when trauma's happened? This has happened a couple times now. What's happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you've told that on the
podcast. That was awful.
That's tough. Do you recall, can you refresh, how did that tornado alarm sound? Do you remember? Is it burning in memory? It's that one.
Like, yeah, and the fact that it can sound all through your tap, it's like,
what an eerie sound.
One other tornado drill, I had to run to the basement of a McDonald's for an hour. My dad, mm-hmm. and he'd like take me out for like whatever his visitation, and then we had to go downstairs to McDonald's, and that's when I first like stopped trusting McDonald's because I was like, this is gross.
You saw the basement?
I was like, this is gross.
Like this
isn't food?
Dang, it's like when you pull a hottie from the club and then you go back home and you're like, whoa, you living like this?
What? Wait. One of the best episodes of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was when they literally were in that earthquake or emergency drill or whatever, and she just keeps taking things off, like her eyelashes, her fingernails, her weave. Yeah. Like, everything starts coming out, and he's, what? Yeah, it's awesome.
I like that we all lived in tornado. Like, that's a very specific. Tornadoes are very specific to a region.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, sure. California never have to worry about a tornado.
Right.
Never, not once.
Have you guys ever pulled a fire alarm?
No.
Or done anything?
I hated
like that.
I never.
Did you
that.
Ever? Okay. Easy.
You were one.
No, we definitely pulled the alarm at that guy Jordan's house, and he threatened to send us to jail. But then we all realized, like, he was just a drug dealer to children.
That's going to bring a little bit of heat to him, though. Like, right?
Yeah, that's why he never went.
That's why he deserves
a story
it.
To another time.
Or have you ever called 911?
I've called 911.
I've called 911.
Oh, this brings me back to... I did. Yes, because I didn't know the number to animal control. And they gave it to me later. So I ended up having to call 911. Bear awareness, guys. I went to Big Bear, and we talked about this, I think, with Hutch, right? And there was a bear that came out on this movie that I was producing and acting in. And, you know, we have to make sure everybody's safe. We all run inside. I left some garbage, like, outside, and that attracts bears. Don't leave garbage outside when you're in Big Bear. And there are big bears in Big Bear. But so everybody runs inside, and I'm like, oh, God, you know, I don't know what to do. And I thought about this episode where he says, look, if you run into a bear, just call animal control. They will come and tranquilize it. Not in real life, guys. In real life, you're going to call about that bear and the police are going to laugh at you and say, look, maybe call animal control. No, I asked for animal control and they said, why do you need animal control? You're in Big Bear. And I'm like, no, just give me the number because, I mean, you know, I got to make sure my set's safe. Then I call animal control and they laugh in my face.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, yeah, you're in Big Bear. There's going to be bears. You're in their territory.
Yeah, when you told me that story, I fucking laughed. Because I'm like, you called the cops for a bear?
A bear? It was
like,
tough.
Book them. Book them.
Come on, come get
Send
this man.
Send the team. Gotta book them.
We got them.
Like, it's a bear in a forest.
It's like,
go inside.
That's where bears are. Stay inside.
Wow.
Yeah, that made me laugh really hard, dude.
Dude.
I gotta call somebody.
I was like, but I didn't want anyone to get hurt on my watch. I'm like, somebody do something.
Yeah, somebody gets eaten by a bear on your watch. That changes the temperature.
You're never producing again.
Yeah.
Never producing again. I do. It's crazy watching, like, those videos. Like, first of all, I can't believe people... When in these situations, I'm glad they do because I can watch it, but I can't believe they pull out their phone and film the whole thing.
Oh, first thing
but
I did.
I've seen many videos on TikTok of a person like on a major hike, like a big trail. There's a guy being walked down by a mountain lion.
Oh.
And it's going, ka, ka, ka.
Yo, that was wild.
Wild, because it's for a while. He's backing up for a long time. But he's also filming, which I'm like,
no, but he got him to go away. How did he get him to go away?
I mean, he was still being big. He was still looking at him. He was like throwing like a little rock and just.
Ooh,
but that cat
agility
was going,
boy.
Cat, 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 cat. No, a cat will fuck you up. My house cat could kill you. Like, bruh. A mountain lion, Jesus.
But bears too. I've seen videos with bears where people are doing the same thing. Yes.
And they forget that bears are great climbers. So they're just standing on their little porch and they're like, oh, so cute,
and these
so cute.
Idiots are yelling at brown bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey bear. I mean, you gotta do something.
Aren't there brown bears you're supposed to just say nothing?
That's what they say, but dude, there's no rhyme or, like, I don't think there's a one size fits all. Like, I think you do instinctually want to. The thing you don't do is run, turn around and run, because now you're prey.
Triggers that. Yeah,
now you're prey.
Fight or flight.
But there's something about, like, figuring out if you need to just fucking sit there and have them hopefully sniff you and leave, or be big and make noise, be loud, but not too aggressive that it triggers that thing. Like, no, frightening. Ooh. You do not want to see a bear that's interested in you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. You ever seen a shaved bear? They're actually a lot skinnier than we know. There's like a lot of fur.
I've never seen
shaved
a shaved
bears
bear.
Are ugly. I'm saying it like it's a thing.
Yeah, like a shaved
bear. But a bear that...
Have you seen an owl without its feathers?
Oh, they're ugly. They're ugly. But it's kind of like these bears. Bears actually have the build of kind of like a dog. Look up like a... Yeah, look
shaved
up a bear.
Shaved
bear. A bear with no hair, but...
What was that one story where the girl was being like mauled by bears, but she kept calling her mom like during the mauling?
Oh.
What?
Huh?
And then, like, after a while, she said, they're mauled. Taking me now.
This they're is more horrifying. That's more horrifying. They're scarier. They're not smaller. They're scarier.
They're straight.
This
they're
is strange. A straight guard. What the fuck is this, Daniel? That is a werewolf hybrid.
Guys, if you want to see what we're seeing, just Google into... Into
you
Google Images,
do bears after
shaved
this.
Bear.
We got to put this up in the edit, man. Good Lord.
Yeah, shaved bear. Wild.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what's under there.
No, bears are frightening. They run fast. God. They climb fast. There's nothing that we can do to stop them.
No, the physical realm is there. Oh, yeah,
this guy got a fade?
He got a nice fade. That barber effed him up.
Oh, that barber did it dirty. No wonder he's trying to kill people. Damn.
Man.
Wild, dude.
He thinks every human is a barber. He's out for revenge.
Yeah, I don't ever... I love hiking. I love the outdoors. The thought of encountering a bear is horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I was in Montana filming, I think I told you guys, like, I've never been in California. We're pretty good for bear. You probably saw a black bear in Big Bear. Like, you're kind of all right, even though, don't be an idiot. But grizzly bears are the obvious ones that you need to watch out for because they're massive and powerful and
what
they will
name.
Eat you.
Grizzly.
And have bear. You seen them? They're fucking huge.
Bro, yoked.
And they stand up?
Yeah. Whoa, you're big. But so in Montana, I didn't realize that. So the first day I kind of had some time off. I was like, oh, I'm going to go on a hike. And I go to this area to go hike. And then I see these signs that are like, grizzly bear country. Do not hike alone. You must have bear spray or bear bangers. Like, you must have something. Like, don't do it. And I was like, oh, fuck. Guess I'm not going on a hike today. I need to go get bear spray. And I like texted some people and was like, oh, fuck. I got to go buy that. And it's like $60. This whole thing. So I was like, not going on a hike today, but there's like a little stream over to the side. And I was like, oh, that's beautiful. I'll at least go say hi to this little stream, get a little prayer on. Go see the stream. Mountain's beautiful. I'm like, oh, that's lovely. And then I look up the stream and there's this like rock in the sun and it's got this weird texture. And I'm like, that's cool. And I'm walking up close to it. I'm like, oh, this fluffy, beautiful rock. Why is it fluffy? Why is it fluffy? And then I get closer and it was a dead elk in the river. And then I look to my left and there's just a pile of white bones. And when I tell you, my body moved before my brain could process. I was running, grown man. I was running before I could even think run.
Dang.
Like, I saw the elk, saw the bones, and I was sprinting to the car. And I got close to the car before I actually caught up. And I literally laughed out loud because I was like, that was a funny emotion. Like, I haven't felt that. I haven't felt my body make me run.
Dang, before you said run.
It was primal, dude.
Wow.
My body was like, nope.
I literally hate envisioning that, dude. I feel like oh my God.
Dude,
like,
I felt a
terror.
Fear in my fucking gooch.
Right.
In my taint the core of my humanity was afraid.
Oh my God.
You feel that muscle fatigue. It's like, why is my gooch? Like, what's going on down there?
Bro, that was wild. Was primal fear, as they say.
And yeah, great movie.
And then eventually I got the bear spray, but I've never felt so vulnerable on a hike because it was May as well. So this is when they're maybe the hungriest. It's like after winter. So they're going to be
hungry.
When
Goldilocks was set. Just set in the month of May for sure.
Oh, okay. So even on my next hike, I didn't see any bears, but like I was by myself with this bear spray now, but I'm like,
got that bear spray immediately.
How effective is bear spray?
I don't know. It'll stop a human in their tracks. Dude, there's a video of this woman who's like, oh, huffing, puffing, and she's going to go, and I guess go beat this lady up. She's been talking all this mess. The girl just turns around.
With pepper spray?
No, with bear spray. Like a big old tall bottle. And it sprays like the stream is way bigger from bear spray. So this woman's like drenched in bear spray. And she was all up here, but she just gets deflated. She doesn't even go, oh, I got sprayed. She just turns around and starts walking the other way and goes. And just walks away. I mean, yeah, bear spray looks dangerous. Yeah.
You guys, should we try to pepper spray each other?
I was
thinking
not.
The same thing.
Absolutely not.
I agree.
No, we should do it.
Apparently, that's one of
democracy,
the
democracy, Devin.
No.
Yeah.
Not,
yes.
Not
yeah.
With my eyes. Yeah. You don't have democracy over my eyes.
Okay, right. We'll spray it in our anus.
We'll sneak it.
Hey.
Oh,
why not? It's just like diarrhea.
That might be very interesante. might finally get me into some stuff that I've been hovering around.
Hovering around.
No, thank you.
You gotta be a little curious.
It's anal bleaching, if you will.
Although, one time I was in Mexico and I was
got pepper spray.
And I was with some friends after maybe some beautiful medicinal cactuses we were taking, cacti, and we were having a beautiful time. But then we're all sitting around and fucking around, and my friend goes, I have these crazy chili eye drops. You want to try them? Like I have these medicinal, quote unquote, chili eye drops. Like, you want to put some shit that burns the fuck out of your eyes, but cleanses your spirit? And
Wait.
No, there's got to be a better way.
Oh, there's for sure a better way. You don't have to say yes to this. This is more for people like me.
Fuck. I mean, no.
Who
bro.
Are like, yeah.
No. Did you do this?
I did this just for the sake of doing it. You know, sometimes you just do things to do them.
And
holy shit, man. These were chili pepper eye drops. And you put it in and it's just pain. It's just white blinding pain for a few minutes, like, but he wasn't wrong. Once the pain let up, I did feel pretty clear.
I'm sure. It's like, yeah, once they let me out of prison, I felt really good.
But it is kind of like that. It's like a voluntary like suffering that's like almost purging. Cause I was just like, oh, and they were like, there is a silliness to it. Like, I was laughing, they were laughing. I knew like, oh, let me do this cause everyone's gonna be amused and
I mean, no retinal damage.
No, I trusted this man enough to know he wasn't gonna give me something that was going to cause permanent damage.
Mm.
Whatever he had, whatever the tincture was, I knew they weren't like, it wasn't gonna permanent.
I
trusted
him. How many fingers am I holding up, dude? Well, you drove here.
No, that shit was wild. White, searing pain.
And
just
yet
like,
you won't.
God!
And you won't pepper spray any part of your body.
No. Because I've done this. Basically, what I'm saying is I've done this and don't need to do it again.
I got one. We'll sit the pepper spray in the middle of the table. We'll point it facing up.
Roulette?
Yes, whichever way the wind blows, they're going to get it.
Terrible.
I say we try it, man.
Absolutely not.
Let's let the viewers decide. Guys, you want us to pepper spray ourselves? Let us know in the comments.
No,
let us
but know. We could eat some super spicy shit. That's always we'll fun. We could get one of those crazy like Carolina Reaper peppers and just suffer.
I'm with it.
I feel like that might eat a hole in my intestine.
That's the big fear of mine with the spices is the poops.
Yeah.
What's going on inside?
But dude, I'm going to be really honest with you.
But even that day in Mexico, I said, let me put these chili peppers in my fucking eyeball.
Even when I put like chili peppers on pizza, that hurts so bad it wasn't even funny.
Oh,
like I had been railed in the ass and not the right way. I was literally, like, I had to put a washcloth that was cold in between there.
Oh, my God.
Like, it burned me bad.
Been there.
And it wasn't even that spicy.
You might
and
be lactose intolerant.
Like, I was like, holy shit. What?
No, what does that have to do with my anus bleeding?
Pizza.
No. It wasn't the pizza. It was the flakes.
You talking
about
coming out?
Just red pepper flakes?
My asshole. Burning ring of fire. No, I had to put something in there. It was horrible. And I'm like, how do people eat these Cheetos every day?
Hot sauce, how?
I wasn't
Frank's
ready.
Red Hot every single
just
day.
Just literally the crushed pepper they send you with the pizza.
On every single meal. And Frank's Red Hot, I've loved you my entire life.
But do you...
And I'll love you for the rest of it, okay?
Do you remember your asshole burning when you ate these things?
There have been times when I ate like extremely spicy
wings. That's what I mean. It should
wings.
Be extreme amounts, not a little bit of pepper on a thing. Oh my God.
So you
it
feel
was
like that's just
horrible.
Your body makeup, your chemical makeup. It just...
So do you avoid spice at all costs now?
I mean, kind of. I don't want that to hurt so bad.
Of course
not. I usually love shitting.
I wonder how everyone does after hot ones. Like how every person after hot ones, like, great time on the show.
I'll send you my medical bill.
You know that's some fucking pain the next few days.
Yeah, no way. Couldn't not.
Like, sorry, no street cred is worth all of that anus pain.
A burning anus is tough. I mean, you use that thing more than you know.
It's sensitive skin.
Right.
Sensitive skin down there.
Real sensitive.
Real sensitive. You know? The first episode of Howard Stern that I ever watched, there was this porn star talking about how she was going to take 50 people back shots. First one being her husband, last one being her husband. And I just remember thinking, what? What? She goes, definitely have to sit on one of those bubbles afterwards. And I'm just like, what? And then I stopped watching Howard Stern because it made me feel weird.
That was some weird stuff. Yeah. Howard Stern was weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
Yeah.
Daniel, you said you wanted to model this podcast after Howard Stern.
I did because of his cultural impact. And I also feel like we can take on some interesting topics from guests. But we'll see where things go.
We'll see where this thing goes. You know?
This is a healthy. Mm-hmm. This has been a healthier direction, like letting it all kind of unfold for us. I feel like we're in a nice place where we're not going overly extreme, but we're also not, you know, too reserved with what we're doing.
Yeah, we're kind of feeling it out, man. We're kind of exploring what all of this is with each other and with you guys, the audience. Mm-hmm. Kind of fun.
It's been a fun process. It's been super fun.
And
so fun.
And it's not fucking manufactured. There's no like big brain, like we don't have a plan. I'll tell you that.
There's no plan. There's no agenda here.
We don't know what we're going to talk about, which is half the nerve some of the time. It's like, oh God, what are we going to talk about?
Like you just have that off
drills.
Day.
Yeah. Anything else? Well, now I do, because it's a thing, like kids now are facing like
the
school shooter thing. And I now that I think about it, that didn't come for me until college.
You practice those in college? No.
Practice what? No, I'm saying
the
drill.
The drill?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you practice.
They had us do like a little drill where, okay, this is what you need to do in case there is an active shooter.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So back in the day, before this was such a fad, it was called an intruder drill. Mm-hmm. Do you remember these? Like, mm-hmm. we definitely had these, an intruder drill, which is basically like the front office on the PA, like, had like a code word they would say, like, so-and-so, sa-sa-sa-sa-sa, and everyone would know that's the code for intruder in the building. And it was like a turn off the lights, lock the door.
Teacher locks the door,
be still, basically. But it was so vague, even though that at the time is for sure. Like, if a dangerous person comes in, we need the kids sort of prepped to handle it. But it wasn't what I'm sure it is now. I don't know. I haven't talked to kids. But what I'm sure it is now is not a vague intruder drill. It is an active shooter drill, and here's what you need to do for real fucking reasons, because turns out in this country it happens all the goddamn
time. It's an acceptable social issue.
That's
just like human trafficking.
Our actions are telling us.
Yeah.
I mean, when those things
become acceptable social, like there is no morality anymore. Like,
yeah,
we can just exist with those things also existing at such a huge, like, such.
I can't believe kids need to have that. Real, it's a rational fear while going to school that like it might happen. And I can't imagine the
Because you know how kids are. Our episode does it. Our episode shows like kids are fucking around during emergency drills. Like, you know, because we're not taking it seriously because there's not an emergency.
There's no stakes.
There's no stakes. So we're, oh, fucking drill, fire drill. They take you outside. You're fucking around with your friends, right?
Yeah, like, that's it.
That's what it is. But like, I feel like the active shooter drill, they probably, I don't know. I would imagine there's some seriousness being taken or not or whatever. Frightening, man.
But
Frightening.
It's tough. We're putting, you know, up against these, you know, like phenomenon, like nature phenomena.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A human being is almost more dangerous than that. You know? So it just sucks that we have to fear humans.
Yeah, that man, that shit's frightening.
Yeah.
I mean, I would much rather a tornado.
Do y'all believe in Manchurian candidates?
I don't know what that is.
What, people who are propped up to, make, like, change,
like basically who have like been altered or something or have a chip in their brain, and when it gets activated, you do the mission you were sent here to do. Like there was that movie with Denzel Washington and then the original.
Right.
So I haven't studied enough of that.
I haven't studied enough to have any idea. I don't know.
I've just always wondered, like, why do things happen in groupings? Like, have you heard of another school shooting that's been like so big? Like I sometimes feel like that, this is a conspiracy theory, interested in me, that the government, that the powers that be orchestrate certain things in such a way that now you have the people asking for their guns to be taken away.
Oh.
I don't believe that.
Well, no, I believe that the government will see the value in people not having their guns.
I just feel like they're going to make the public, like they're going to spin the narrative in such a way that the public will always be doing their own disservice because of how it's spun.
I think that sort of happens.
Propaganda. Anyway. Propaganda exists.
I feel like it happens anyway. Yeah. Just the thought. With most conspiracies, for me, it falls apart when I actually sit and think about fucking humanity. The thought that there's some grand conspiracy at the top that is so well organized that they can do these things that no one knows is the truth and everyone perceives as something else in order to achieve a specific objective of deceit. Life to me is just so much more complicated and just chaotic than that. Like actually organizing those things.
You're talking about that big they, that one at the top.
Yes,
you're talking about, does the government want to sway its population?
I'm talking about.
She's saying, is there a Manchurian candidate? Are these school shooters being programmed to do it?
That I say I cannot get behind that specifically because I don't know enough about it. I'm not saying it's not the.
Right. I don't know. I just, it usually, I can't actually see it playing out that way as much as a lot of sick, isolated people with sick fantasies for whatever reason, access to guns. There's a million reasons for it.
Yeah.
It's not one thing. It's not just the guns. It's all the fucking reasons. And they see others doing it, and then they want to do it.
What? Not copycat. Copycat.
Yeah,
I just don't feel like the government will ever be a victim of timing.
I don't know what that means.
No, that's wavy. I like what she's saying. Is she saying it's not a coincidence?
Nothing is a coincidence, and the timing of things are not coincidental. I'm telling you, the money never loses, and it's never at the whim of like, oh, how is the weather this year? How are the people voting? This, that, or other. The options they give you are ones that have the same destination, just different ways to get to it. That's to me what the entire government
is. But that's just a fact of that's not a hidden conspiracy. They're not doing anything hidden. That's out there in the forefront. That's just called corporate interest. Is like, no matter what happens in this country,
but
it's the business interest that will be looked after more so than the people.
But if you don't even have respect for people's lives, why wouldn't it be something that sinister? Like, if you're letting people die every day because of what you feed them, what you this, that, other.
Corporate interests can become sinister. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, very sinister in a way that, like, unites the whole, like, the 1% are united in this web that literally, I think, covers the earth. 4% of the population is protecting that 1%. There's a whole bunch of sheep, and then there's a whole bunch of people who are trying to, like, wake it up. Like, that to me is what it is, and I think, like, constant, like, uncovering. Like, I think it is that well of a system put in place. Like, the Bible was already, you know, putting that stuff in place, you know, church and state. Like, that government idea of controlling people has been around for so long, with access to all the technology they're not giving us, access to every bit of money, and, like, you literally watch people die in droves. That's more than corporate interest, dude. That's, like, that's a conspiracy on life. Like, at a certain point, you don't give a quality of life to anybody, and, like, they're so aware of that. Like, to
power
me...
Power corrupts. Power does exactly. corrupt. And technology and power, yeah.
Power corrupts power. And isolates. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's... To me, that's not a hidden thing. That's, like, out there...
But,
out
I mean,
there
the,
in the, ether.
The details of that agenda affect us every day, and we don't even know we're voting on the details of that agenda. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me... It's not as isolated as people think
it is. I mean, lobbyists do exist, but that could be for anything. If I want more people to celebrate Jigglypuff.
But lobbyists, that's not the truth. That's where you go further into nothingness. Like, lobbyists yeah. are, it's an easy they're still propped up by somebody else too, you know?
I agree,
like,
I
lobbyists
agree.
Are the last people you should trust. They're,
that's
they're,
what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. He's saying lobbyists go in and they can get what they want done. And they get in because they have millions of dollars and a single voter.
The money.
Doesn't.
And that's where you like the money never loses, the house never loses.
Like the FDA wouldn't let aspartame in for 17 tries until there became enough money behind aspartame to put it in our food.
Good.
You know what I mean? And so it's like at a certain point, like I don't think you even realize how the evil like pervades everything. And I just don't think, especially with a profit run. Like system with your military industrial complex being the greatest place you put funds, there's something else going on. Like, period. Like that's.
I can't
that's
deny I your perspective on that one. I cannot deny your perspective on that one.
And that's it, folks. That is our TED Talk.
I mean, hey, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. The world's an interesting place. You know, I hope we can, actually, it's hard. There's nothing to really.
Not for me. I don't know. For me,
and I'm afraid of the word they. I just say, be careful. They. I went through a phase in my life where this big they was like making me deteriorate. It was deteriorating my brain, feeling like there was a big puppeteer doing.
It's not even a they. It's just money. It's
just it's
greed.
Money. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But
money.
You know what he's talking about. He's talking about the they are doing this. They are doing that. Uh-huh. It's kind of like these general conspiratorial
statements.
Stay
away from they is what I had to start telling myself. Stay away from they.
I don't know. My shit with conspiracies, and like, it's not like I get why people go down them, but it's kind of what you were realizing, like the you focusing on the they that is disempowering the world was disempowering you in your life. For me, I'm just like, if I don't know... for sure what's happening, and if I have no way of fucking influencing it, then I'm just not gonna give that much fucking energy to it myself. Like, my life exists around me. I'm able to impact what I can
focus
impact.
Focus on your sphere a little bit. Yeah.
And I'm able to know for sure what I know for sure. There's things that get so fucking big and grand and speculative and they-based, I just don't like going... I don't like putting too much energy in my life on that. Not because I know if it's wrong or right. I'm just like, it doesn't seem like,
of course.
You know, it doesn't seem like of service to my life.
Different things fascinate different people.
Yeah,
like
the
interests that I had while I was high on cocaine and drugs were like so myriad and so maybe not even based in reality, but like the ability to like exist up here, you know what I'm saying? Like that was it. And just like a natural distrust and just
which makes sense.
My eyes, like we mistreat everything. And
yeah,
you know, people are no exception. So to me, that's something a little more sinister at play than like just like trying to figure out your tax dollars, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just unfortunately, just a natural part of life and systems is power corrupts most people. And people want to hold on to what they have, the power that they do have. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't find our government particularly organized in, like, I don't attribute that much ability to conspire as much as it's a lot of people and a system trying to hold up itself and maintain its own fucking power. And what that disseminates down to all of us who are affected by their decisions fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
'Cause it's them in their own selfish interest. And it might not be that big of a, not that big of like a, we're going to do this as much as it's like fucking Joe being like, well, I want my fucking bonus and fucking Rebecca wanting her fucking bonus. And so they
do whatever we need to
for
do.
Their interests, but their decisions have fucking impact down the line. And then we're down here like, what the fuck? And I can't change it because it's your decisions.
There's also that that feeling like I feel like some people choose the mindset to say, I didn't directly commit the crime, so I'm not a criminal. even though all those papers that you signed, you know, agreeing to this, allowing this, permitting this action that ends up affecting someone downstream,
yeah,
and maybe killing people downstream,
yeah,
it's that that apathy at the top that ends up causing issues. And back to your point about the Manchurian candidate, I don't know about, like, you know, if you're talking about people using like some type of psychoactive drugs to make people do something or some I'm not into all of that. So much as,
because it's not like the military tested psychedelics on our soldiers,
and you're not wrong. So I'm not well studied on it, so I can't talk on it. But I don't
or that
want
they
to
release gonorrhea without letting the people have access to
the
healthcare.
Tuskegee experiment,
yes,
like
exactly.
All that, like our people, yeah,
for sure,
like they're doing some weird ass shit. MK Ultra, like,
and that's
anything.
What governments do to populations that they want to subjugate. So I wouldn't put anything past the government. That's exactly. A fact.
Mm-hmm.
To the Manchurian thing, I don't necessarily feel. I don't want to get behind it because I don't know so much about it, but I will say I don't ever underestimate the power of stupid people. And when I say that, sometimes these political motivations, you know, you got some politician up here preaching something and then these people are emboldened, you know, and some smart people are emboldened, but they're like, I'm not going to act on it and do anything stupid. But stupid people, sometimes they do act out the apathy, like I said, of the people from the top. So that might be the guy who does go and commit a crime. And we think he's a Manchurian candidate, but he's just someone brainwashed by this constant onslaught of bullcrap. Which also brings me back to sometimes in the hip hop community, within my own community, that prevalence of drugs and guns within our community, being able to sway people to that lifestyle. Of course, you know, poverty has its effects, post-traumatic slave syndrome, all this stuff that afflicts the community. But that is a form of brainwashing that happens, and it's as simple as the media and us underestimating the power of idiots who are downstream.
So you're saying we could all be Manchurian candidates?
Well, yes, because we're all, like, media affects us all.
It was just an interesting, like, thought. Like, I want to go back and, like, look in the movie and the idea, but, like,
There's a quote that I like, which is, like, don't attribute to malice what you can attribute to stupidity.
I love that! There's a guy on TikTok who has a beautiful, he says that, and it's great.
I find that to be so much more valuable when I'm assessing these things. Because you're not wrong. There is evidence that we know now of the CIA doing all sorts of fuck shit in the world. There is evidence of, like, these things happening.
Yeah.
And still, I'm more on the side of don't attribute to malice what you can attribute to stupidity. Right. For, like, most situations.
Right.
It's more likely that someone was fucking being selfish and dumb and not aware of their, or not giving a fuck of, like, the impact.
Yeah. Mm. And that's on all political sides too, you know?
Yeah.
Be it MAGA or even BLM, you got people who are, like, locked in and they are, how can I say it? There's a perversion attached to something. And sometimes the motherfucker at the top's crazy too.
Right.
But, you know, people will dive in and add their own spin to things and cause chaos sometimes for what they think they believe in, but it's just because they've been inundated with it in their culture. Mm. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. And then now we're in a media landscape where, like, there's truth and fact is a subjective term now.
Right.
Frightening.
How? Right.
That's where, even though I have distrust of institutions, I also don't think the answer is eradicating these institutions entirely. Like, yes, distrust of the mainstream media, I have it too, but that doesn't mean I think every single thing that comes out of media is a lie. Like, media literacy is so hard now because you have to, you can't just throw, just because the institution has given you some distrust doesn't mean you fucking remove it entirely. Right. That's not going
if
to create.
If this is a lie, then that's a lie.
Right. It's not going to create more truth. Like, what's on the other side of removing some of these institutions might be fucking worse. So it's such a fucked landscape we're in now that technology has changed where, like, facts are now fucking questionable in all areas. Someone can say, nope, I believe something different.
Especially with the internet, man.
Oh,
and you can just find your channel and get tuned into that where everybody agrees with me. I'm only going to these chat rooms.
It's intense out there.
The bull crap and you believe it.
Yeah. Let's give tips. I'm going to say my tip is if you have never thought about the concept of media literacy, information literacy, the ability to discern what information is worth weighing and what isn't, like, and how to weigh information and sources. Think about it. Watch videos on media literacy. Watch people talk about it. There's courses, there's lectures, there's people discussing media literacy, and it is so fucking essential right now. Because I'll say, we've all had this happen in some form or another. Years ago, after fucking Fukushima, after the nuclear reactor in Japan melted down and they got it all plugged up, just one night, late at night, I was like on Facebook and this thing popped up. And you got to know, at night, your ability, your prefrontal cortex or whatever is tired. So that's your ability to like use your willpower and discernment. That part of the brain's tired. So late at night, I'm on Facebook and this shit pops up talking about how they are lying about the containment of Fukushima. The radioactive nuclear waste is spilling into the Pacific Ocean and is going to reach California in a month. Basically, we're all gonna fucking die, is what this post was saying. And it got me, man.
Yeah.
It gripped me. And I was like, oh, fuck, man. They're lying, man. We're all gonna fucking die, man. And I like texted this friend who's like a fucking motivational speaker. I don't know why I thought of him. And I was like, man, we can tout all this fucking happy motivation, self-empowerment bullshit, but the fucking radiation's gonna kill us, man. I was like full fucking foil hat. I was going insane over this thing just this one night because I was tired and this fucking Facebook post got me. And when I woke up in the morning, I was like, oh, damn. Yeah. I was like, oh, damn.
Ooh, I survived.
I survived. And like probably over time, I'm going to find out that all these things this shit is touting is not going to happen. And that's true. We're years after this person saying the California coastline is going to fucking melt and all the fish in the ocean are going to die. Didn't happen. Wasn't true. Yeah. Was there fuck shit at Fukushima? Sure. But was this conspiracy true? No. And it gripped my entire being to the point that I roped another friend into it on his life purpose. Like, this is the problem with media literacy. If you don't have it, you too could be a tinfoil hat wearing telling your friend that his life purpose is bullshit because you saw a post on Facebook. Yeah. Insane.
I mean, so, just another reason to hate Facebook. Am I right?
Tough.
Speaking
tough.
Of,
it's tough, man.
So that's my tip.
I love
practice
that.
And try and get some media literacy. We need it now. The internet will destroy us without it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll destroy your brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, watch out for the water and the tuna.
yes. There's sharks in that water.
Definitely.
Tip.
Go ahead.
Tip. My tip is just. You're a human. All right, rabbit holes are made for rabbits. Don't go down those rabbit holes, guys. I mean, try to focus on the sphere that you have a little bit of control of, you know, make the change within that community. And a lot of times you'll be able to affect the broader community in that. Love you.
I'm going to say Alice in Wonderland yourself. Shrink down and get down that fucking rabbit hole because that's where all your answers are and that's who where you are is, okay? How you show up to trauma and emergencies in the world and with other people is how you really show up for yourself and in life. So it's like a very interesting social study. So never forget that you too are evolving and that like you too are, it's not like the conspiracy hits you and now you know what it is. Like your ideas have to evolve along with anything that you sort of conspiracy and like don't drive yourself crazy with conspiracies. Like really, I mean, there's a certain trust that human beings are good, and I do believe human beings are good. I think money corrupts and that's it. But just remember that like you become a conspiracy theory if you don't keep evolving. Okay, like you just become that. Like that's your whole identity is distrust. So it's like you got to be able to trust yourself by continually checking in.
Yeah, don't turn it into your identity. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, if you go too far into this without some basis, you will distrust everyone and everything. And now you are literally a conspiracy. Like you are conspiring every, you're it now.
I'm thinking.
You're the conspiracy.
I'm thinking about when I was going through that rough time, I was on the raw diet and I was just easily misled and I was reading a bunch of random stuff. I remember there was just this quote that was always in my head and I feel so bad because I said it to my parents one time. They were trying to console me. They're like, I just don't know what's wrong with them, but we got to help them out some way. And I was just fuming about all of the world and what it's done. And I think my mom said something to me and I was like, they lie and wait. They lie and wait. Like, it was like as if they had plotted this whole experience for me. I'm going to come to the world and experience all this. Da, 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 da. And I just felt so bad that I was going through that. But then I was able to get help by going to get scared out of actually going to
a scared straight,
you know, hospital. So I was like, yeah, not for me. Let me eat some meat. And yeah, I guess.
They lie in
they
wait.
They lie in wait. I don't know why that was in my head. I don't even know where I ever heard that for the first time. But it was this thing like everybody was a predator around.
Exactly.
Everybody was trying
now
to.
Now you are in this.
They lie in wait.
Like, oh, don't
I'm
go
waiting
down
for
those.
Them to reveal themselves.
You also get this savior complex as a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, yeah.
That also is
think
really
you're
not.
You gotta tell everybody.
Yeah. You're
how did you not see
you
it?
Gotta stay
you
in line with
it?
People. Like, because if you're trying to help them or like whatever, like you
you're
don't
so
do that
naive.
From a soapbox.
You're so naive.
Yeah, no one likes that. No one likes
no one likes being like, sweetie. You know what I mean?
You're not seeing it, man.
You don't get
they lie in wait, man.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. We love you.
Yeah, hit
thanks
us up in the comments.
Here.
Love you, Mom.
I can't wait to see the comments on this
same,
one.
Same.
Love
they
you. Subscribe if you haven't. We'll see you next week. They lie in wait. Yeah. Woo! Thank you for watching this
thank
week's
you.
Episode. And thank you to our patrons.
Yes.
Patreon.com/NedsPod. We love you. We do bonus content, live streams, and you guys help keep this show going. If you want to join, check us out.
Yes.
And big shout out to our super friends.
Super friends dance.
And a big shout out to our super duper friends.
Super duper friends. Okay, we starting out with Legendary X, AK.
And we got Rebecca Saletti.
Let's go, Becca.
And Eve!
Thank you guys! We love you!
Super friends, Dan!
We'll see you on the live stream!
Thank you, super duper friends!
Back it up, yeah!